Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast says occasional thunderstorms yet still possible this morning. Some of those could be nasty. We'll have a high in the 80s. A severe thunderstorm watch actually continuing until about 10 o'clock or so this morning. Temperature-wise, around southeast Wisconsin's been pretty much around the 70 mark all morning, even with the thunderstorm activity that we did have. Right now in Kenosha, once we get the numbers popped up here, the rain is starting to move out. In Kenosha, it's 67 degrees. Still 65 in Burlington with light rain. Milwaukee, light rain, also 65. And we are still with some light rain at 66 degrees. The southeast area really got pummeled for a time this morning. Gusty winds, heavy rain, intense rains at times. That thunderstorm system that moved its way across the Badger State while most of you were sleeping packed quite a wallop this morning.
They came through Minnesota and Wisconsin, and it was almost like a bowling ball coming through areas where, and the trees were the pins. So as this line of storms, it was like an arc of thunderstorms that just moved northwest to southeast. And there are typically hot spots within the storms where the winds are particularly strong. We're like a few miles away, nothing's happening, and yet in some areas, tree damages, lights are out, that kind of thing. And the same thing happened as the storms came through locally. The good thing occurred is that the strongest ones had occurred in the middle of the night. They were slowly weakening, but still strong enough to pack a punch as they came through.
AccuWeather's Elliot Abrams indicating we should have some pretty good weather the rest of the week. Little to no chance for rain until maybe Thursday. Highs mostly in the 70s to near 80. Let's talk about some of the damage that's been taking place with this storm system that moved through. A lot of it seems to be with downed lines, power lines in the Kenosha area. Fire department's been scrambling all morning to deal with a number of problems. Some of the latest that have cropped up, 85th Street and 32nd Avenue, 78th Street, and 33rd Avenue, 6200 block of 44th. And we mentioned about a half an hour ago about a tree down and onto a wire at one location, which was keeping a family in their home. And then one of the latest is a transformer that was said to have been on fire near a garage in the 7000 block of 47th Avenue. So a lot of situations with power problems seemingly in the Kenosha area. Not hearing as much in Racine County. There are obviously some areas that have been affected by this, but not so much apparently as in Kenosha for some reason. South Shore Fire Department is on the scene at one location. They are at 50th and 29th. They are watching the intersection there because of a downed power line. So there's going to be a lot of scrambling and cleaning up because of the storms that came in this morning. We Energy's crews, they are out and about. They have been for hours now, and they will continue likely to be doing that much of the morning, if not into the afternoon. Well, in politics, the new state budget is a done deal, and Governor Walker signed it at a factory yesterday in Waukesha. It won't officially take effect until tomorrow, but Bob Haig says it's a lot of impact because of that, and of course, people looking ahead to what happens next with Scott Walker.
With this budget, the Republican governor says the taxpayers come first.
And I'm proud to say that property taxes in December of 2016 will be lower for a typical homeowner than they were in December of 2010. Who else can say that in America?
A timely question, given that Walker will be back in Waukesha today to announce his presidential bid. Walker used his veto 104 times, twice as often as before. Joint Finance Committee co-chair, Senator Alberta Darling.
The governor's job is to veto what he thinks is not appropriate, and that's why we have three different branches of government. He has to do his job.
Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barca putting out a statement that says, while we are taking time to look over Governor Walker's extensive vetoes, one thing is still clear. This budget is not a budget for the people of Wisconsin. There will be, once Scott Walker makes the announcement later on this afternoon, around 5 o'clock or so, 15 Republicans running for president. It's been an interesting field so far. Governor Walker will make it even more interesting as they get into some of the, especially the debates and some of those contests in other states. Now, one political observer says that Scott Walker could actually be a top contender amongst the field for presidential candidates on the GOP side. He does speculate, though, does Jeffrey Skelly from the University of Virginia Center for Politics, that Walker is probably going to get hammered on foreign policy and just an overall lack of experience.
Given that he is a governor and he has obviously been trying to bone up on his knowledge of foreign policy, it's still an area where some senators might be able to go after him, say like Rubio or Cruz or Paul.
He says Walker will probably focus in on what he has done for the state and how he can do that for America. Racine police investigating a weekend incident near 20th and Meade Street in which a man was knocked unconscious, may have even been struck with a BB from a gun. Initial reports had a large crowd involved in a fight with a shot having been fired. As officers from the city and Mount Pleasant, as well as sheriff's deputies arrived, participants were scattering. The victim, located, taken to Wheaton Franciscan initially. Anybody who might have some information asked to contact Racine Police or Crime Stoppers. A 61-year-old man from South Milwaukee was taken up to Frederick Hospital in Wauwatosa. He was injured when his small experimental helicopter crashed in a Racine County cornfield at what's called Guntley Airport on West Highway G. The man suffered a laceration of the back of his head when he got out of the wreckage and got hit by the rotor. The FAA is going to be investigating this incident. Pilot had been hovering about 15 feet off the ground at the time when a witness said it just went to the ground. The Mosquito single-seat helicopter suffering minimal damage. City of Racine Fire Department is still a regional response team when it comes to hazardous materials emergencies. That is under a continuing contract with the state of Wisconsin. Division Chief Nick Hempel recently telling the Finance Committee that this regional setup goes back a number of years.
It's a contract under the state of Wisconsin, Wisconsin Emergency Management, and the Department of Military Affairs. We provide Level A hazardous materials response for Southeast Wisconsin. And when we respond as a state asset, all the costs associated with the response and any of the liability is assumed by the state.
Hempel's adds that the state provides them the financial help, which is $98,000. That helps them deal with things like equipment, training, and outreach with some of the other fire departments. This contract with the state just started up July 1st, this addition, and it goes through June of 2017. Coming up in this evening in Kenosha, the city's License and Permit Committee will be meeting. They're going to discuss a proposed ordinance that would allow people to walk around certain parts of the city with a drink in their hand. It's the Outdoor Open Container Entertainment District proposal, and it comes from Alderman David Bogdala. Patrons would be allowed to carry their drink in an open paper or plastic container stamped with an establishment's name anywhere within a designated district. Bogdala says it's an economic development proposal, and it's worked in other cities. New vehicle sales in Wisconsin were up 6.5% during the first half of the year. No drop-off in sight, according to Bill Sepik, who's the president of the Wisconsin Automobile and Truck Dealers Association.
I would certainly see the strong truck sales continuing. I would anticipate that you will see the cars gain a little bit more, but we'll stay around break-even in terms of comparisons from year to year.
Truck and SUV sales, he says, in the state were up nearly 14% from January through June. Car sales down about 4%. Remember, WRJN News is available in podcast form on our webpage. Whenever you want it, go there, find the local news section. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400 WRJN News.